1979. Atkinson is a guitarist and composer from BC, and White is a bassist and music therapist from BC, now living in Berlin. Sounds from McLaughlin's 2023 album, 50 Years Since Sundown, a tribute to Gordon Lightfoot. And before that, we heard Thomas Fraser with The Hobo's Meditation. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKOW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. We're playing songs about hobos on today's show, and now we're going to hear J.W. Warren with Hoboing into Hollywood. Warren was an Alabama musician who played at local juke joints and barbecues in his youth. The folklorist Tim Duffy met him later in his life when he had given up playing and convinced him to record his music. The Music Maker Relief Foundation, which Duffy founded, provided him with grants for medication, gave him a guitar, and recorded him for several albums. This one's off an album of his music that was recorded in the early 1980s by George Mitchell.
When a woman get the blues, you hang a little head and you cry. When a woman get the blues, how to hang a little head and you cry. Woman get the blues, you hang a little head and you cry. When a man get the blues, how to hop that train and ride. All right, all right. Coming down the railroad track. They're looking on the coming down the railroad track. Looking on the coming down the railroad track. With that big smoke bottling coming from that old smoke stack. I didn't know what to do. When I reached Hollywood, I didn't know what to do. When I reached Hollywood, I didn't know what to do. Didn't have but a dime, hadn't made but a nickel or two. All right, all right. Coming from that old folks tank. Take your time, work it on out for you. Boy, never cross it. Don't stop at one.
Bye. in a manifest. Going to the city of the free. Going to the place where the people at best. Don't like the looks of you. Shop, boom to the western plain. Work for a meal is just wrong. I put that farmer to the bone. Bone again. Well, listen to the sound of the wheel as she rattles in a banging run. And the driver whistling loud and long. Our dragon's our drag is still on time.
Heard Les Amis Créoles with Lobo de Bro Bridge. They're three black Creole musicians from Texas, accordionist and fiddler Ed Poulard, guitarist James B. Adams Jr., and fiddler and singer Cedric Watson. That one's off their 2006 self-titled album. Before that, we heard Willie Dunn with Rattling Along the Freight Train to the Spirit Land. Dunn was a Mi'kmaq musician and film director from Montreal, known for songs like I Pity the Country and Son of the Sun. Now it's from the 2021 anthology of Dunn's music called Creation Never Sleeps, Creation Never Dies. And before that, J.W. Warren with Hoboing into Hollywood. We'll hear one now off an album of folk songs of Ontario, collected by Edith Fouk and released in 1958. This one, The Hobo's Grave, was sung by Tom Brandon of Peterborough. Brandon learned it from his brother, who learned it while working in Northern Ontario in the 1930s. Most hobo songs found in Ontario came from the States, but the origins of this particular song are uncertain, and this version seems to have been transformed to fit its setting.
It was a bright summer's day in the month of May. By the waters called the Tomahawk flows, through a pine wood grove where I chanced to stroll, there I spied a hobo's grave. Now he lies all alone in a grave unknown, where the Norway bends and sways, where the big timber wolves on the cold wintry nights, they will howl o'er the hobo's grave. Roll along boxcars through the midnight gloom, through the wild and the woolly west. There's none to direct the money or the check, for the hobo lies at rest. He may have been his father's only son, or his mother's pride and joy, but he lies at rest in the land called the West, where no lilies bloom in May. No stone marks the spot where the hobo lies. There's no lilies to direct your gaze. There is none to watch over the spot where he lies in the lonesome hobo's grave.
Oh. Snowmobile never takes a bluff. He rode every freight from Chicago to the Gulf. Ride on, ride on, Hobo Bill. Hobo Bill, he's never got a dime. He never goes to work 'cause he's never got the time. Ride on, ride on, Hobo Bill. Hobo Bill said before he died there was two more ways that he wanted to rise. Ride on, ride on, Hobo Bill. His buddy asked him, what two did he mean? He said an aeroplane and a submarine. Ride on, ride on, Hobo Bill.
We just heard Martha Copeland with Hobo Bill. She was a blues singer from Virginia who recorded between 1923 and 1928. That song was recorded for Columbia Records in 1927. The melody shares similarities with the outlaw ballad Railroad Bill. Before that, we heard Paul Simon with Hobo's Blues, an instrumental from his 1972 self-titled album. It's a piece written by the French violinist Stéphane Grappelli. And before that, Tom Brandon with The Hobo's Grave. Here's one now from John Lee Hooker, a Mississippi blues musician known for adapting the Delta Blues for electric guitar, though this song, Hobo Blues, is an acoustic performance from the 1960 Newport Folk Festival.
John Lee Hooker.
When I first started hoboing, I took a freight train to be my friend. When I first started hoboing, I took a freight train to be my friend. You know I hoboed, I hoboed long, long ways from home. But next time I start hoboing, I'm gonna have my baby by my side. Lord have mercy, have my baby by my side. Then my road won't be so rough, I won't be traveling all by myself. Followed me that morning. She followed me down to the yard. I declare she followed me that morning. She followed me right down to the yard. She said, my son, he's gone. He's gone in the world somewhere. Take care of my child. Take care of him. I know he's gone. He hoboing somewhere. Mm-hmm.
train, amid the cinders flying from the old smokestack. Oh, listen to the sweet refrain. We're just a jolly bunch of hobos. No money, not a job can we find. So, Mr. Redcoat, don't let us keep you waiting. We're just a going a little farther down the line. Some folks say we have no worries, no taxes, gas, or coal bills to pay. We get our heat and gas from the old smokestack as the old train is rattling on her way. Now we never stop to worry. The engineer is watching the line. All we gotta do is watch the Mountie, but we don't have much trouble getting off in time. Oh, his coat and buttons glistening in the sunshine, and at his belt is hung a wicked gun, just waiting there to catch a bunch of hobos, because depression made us all go on the bum. They say it's nice for us to make new acquaintances. Many times we're presented to the judge. 14 days in jail for riding on the rail, and then we all get thrown in the jug. Do the police ever stop to consider that we are helping them hold their job? If they didn't have the fun keeping us all on the run, they'd all be with us riding on the run. But now, folks, you've heard our story. The cops are a-heading down our way. They chase us going east, they chase us going west. Now I wonder where they think we're gonna stay. We're a jolly bunch of hobos. No money, not a job can we find. So, Mr. Redcoat, don't let us keep you waiting. We're just a-going a little farther down the line.
Down was on the fourth night. I met a young man, his name was Will Wright. Said he'll give you a job if you'll put in good time. You don't look like a bum from the TNP line. So I hopped in his wagon and home we did go. The job for me was building fence. The work it was easy and the grub it was fine. Much better than that on the TNP line. Daughter at the age of 16, I thought her the fairest I ever had seen. Her eyes was blue and her features was fine. The girl for the bum on the TNP line. Now at last we got each other to chat. I'd have her picked up and do this and that. I'd work in the garden and be there on time, and fish in the lake by the TNP line. Summons to the office one day. What's that, young man? I heard a boy say, you're nothing but a bum, all dressed up for the blind, and beating your way on the TNP line. Now do not know if that concerns you. I do all the work you inquire me to do, but if you don't like it, just hand me my dime, and I'll be bumming on the TNP line. farewell. Such grief and sorrow no tongues could tell. Such tears in her eyes and also in mine. You are no bum from the P&P line. So a truck a trot right down the highway. All I could think of was Esther that day. I love her till yet and I'll see her sometime. I'll bum my way to her on the P&P line.
We just heard Almuth Hodges with The Hobo from the T&P line. That's the only recording we have from Hodges, who performed the song with Bob Miller and his Hinky Dinkers for Brunswick Records in December of 1929. Before that, we heard Wilf Carter with The Hobo's Song to the Mounties. He was a very well-known country musician from Nova Scotia, known as Wilf Carter in Canada and as Montana Slim in the United States. He recorded that one for Victor Records in 1934. And before that, we heard John Lee Hooker with Hobo Blues. We'll hear one now from Sleepy John Estes, an American blues musician from Tennessee. He recorded this one, Hobo Jungle Blues, in New York in 1937, with Charlie Pickett, Hammy Nixon, and Lee Brown backing him up.
Now when I left Chicago,
time for everything. Sat begging on the street.
Everyone, Ian Bell, Natural Wine Guy from Strong Plate Provisions here, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I often find that fine natural wine pairs wonderfully with folk and roots music. Both are produced using minimal interventions and traditional techniques.
I took a job on an extra gang way up in the mountain. I paid my fee and the shack shipped me and the ties I soon was counting. Well, the boss, he put me driving spikes and the sweat was enough to blind me. He didn't seem to like my pay, so I left that job behind me. I grabbed a hold of an old freight train and around this country travel. The mysteries of a hobo's life to me were soon unraveled. traveled east and I traveled west, and the shacks could never find me. Next morning I was miles away from the job I left behind me. Well, I ran across a bunch of stiffs who were known as industrial workers. They taught me how to be a man and how to fight the shirkers. I kicked right in and joined the bunch, and now in the ranks you'll find me. Hooray for the cause, to hell with the boss and the job I left behind me.
That was Cisco Houston with Mysteries of a Hobo's Life. He was a folk singer and singer of cowboy songs, born in Delaware and raised in California, and he regularly collaborated with artists like Woody Guthrie and Sonny Terry throughout the 30s and 40s. That's one from a 1994 compilation album of recordings he made for Folkways Records between 1944 and 1961. He likely learned the song from George Milburn's Hobo's Hornbook, published in 1930. Before that, we heard Heron with I Am a Lonesome Hobo. They're an English folk rock band that first performed between the late 1960s and early 1970s and have reunited intermittently since the 1990s. That one's from their 2013 album, Joker Man, which is a collection of Bob Dylan covers. Dylan wrote that song for his 1967 album, John Wesley Harding. Before that, we heard Sleepy John Estes with Hobo Jungle Blues. We're going to hear one now from Stompin' Tom Connors. He was a musician from New Brunswick, known for a number of classic Canadian songs like Bud the Spud and the Hockey Song. Connors grew up poor in St. John and first began hitchhiking at the age of 13. He was still hitchhiking around the country in his 20s and found himself at a bar in Timmins, Ontario, where the bartender offered him a second beer if he played a few songs. From those songs, he got a 14-month run as an entertainer at the bar, a radio show, and a recording career. This is the title track from his 2008 album, The Ballad of Stompin' Tom.
I was born in old St. John, New Brunswick by the sea. Back in 1936, it was just my mom and me. And as she wandered through the land, shunned by family, she often had to beg for bread while I was only three. She taught me to hitchhike and to face the road alone, and sing about what life was like for those that had no home. Holy, holy, holy. Well, I turned 4 in Halifax, 5 in Montreal, and every small town in between, by 6 I knew them all. And when the long road took us back to St. John, Mama cried. That night the strong arm of the law tore me from her side. And they made me an orphan and taught me not to roam, just cry myself to sleep at night and not be a rolling stone. Holy, holy, holy. By the time that I turned 8, they said that I was cured. Cured from all that wanderlust to which I had been lured. And just in case my mum would try to find out where I'd gone, they shipped me off to PEI to a farm in Skinner's Pond. And though I love the country, I call this island home. I'd sing about what life was like with a mother's love unknown. Believe, believe. When I was 13 years of age, I couldn't take no more. I ran away from home one day and left my island shore. And while the Mounties everywhere were looking for their men, on a merchant ship from old St. John, I sailed for Newfoundland. And away out on the Grand Banks, the truth came like a knife. A drifter I would always be upon the roads of life. Outly, holy, holy. Before the age of 17, I seen this country wide. An old guitar I'd gladly play, and I'd thank you for the ride. And many a conversation's had through my journey long. They wound up in my repertoire of Canadian country songs. And everywhere I traveled, I dreamed along the way, God might make this vagabond a country star someday. Please, then one night in Timmins Town, North Ontario, they said, if you can sing, we'll keep you around for a week or so. I packed the place for 14 months, and before they let me go, I'm driving a car, I got a new guitar, and I'm singing on the radio. From there, this old hitchhiker, he was on his road to fame, with Bud the Spud from the Bright Red Mud and the good old hockey game. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Then came Sudbury Saturday night at the Gumboot Clogaroo. They made me the chairman of the board till I stomped the hole right through. And like old Luke with his old guitar, my song wasn't over yet, till I sang the ode that I wrote for the road and the mum that I can't forget. And when the party was over, I began to write this song. And tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Tonight you've heard me sing the words to the ballad of Stompin' Tom. Oodily, oodily.
I do, folks. This is station HOBO, operating on a vacancy of from 30 to 90 days by authority of your local police force. We bring to you at this hour a little side door Pullman passenger we brought in off of last night's freight train. He got his guitar with him, and we're going to have him sing and play a little song for you. Come on over here, Drifter, and sing for folks, will you?
Yes, sir, Sap. I mean, Cap. Yes, I'm going to sing for him. What you want me to sing?
Well, just sing anything, boy, but start singing.
Yes, you know, I'm going to tell you folks that I've really seen America first. For riding on a dirty freight train, been from the Frisco Golden Gates to the rockbound coast of Maine. Now I've harvested wheat in Kansas, cut ice in Montreal. But the work I had done in Texas, my friend, was the worst job of them all. You know, I was riding on a dirty old freight train, going into the painted west. When I swung down off in a western town with a very much needed rest. I'd been working hard up in Kansas, felt that I had earned a flop. But as I swung down off that train, I ran into a cop. You know what that policeman done to me, Cap? Well, he took me to the chief of police, who stuck me with a fine. Took every doggone cent I had, even to my last thin dime. But he turned me out next morning, just at the break of day. And be careful, boy, how you leave this town, I heard him plainly say. They're paying $1 a hundred over yonder in that cotton patch. There's a little dobe shack down there, hobo, where you can cook and batch. Now there I was, good people, and I never picked cotton in my life. And the end of them old Texas cotton bowls, my friend, was sharp as a butcher knife. You know, I picked that stuff about a week and 2 days, and I almost broke my back. When I asked the man for my pay, he said, boy, you still owe for your sack. Now listen to me, good people, if you ever do start to roam, you can travel north, south, east, or west, but leave it alone, start still alone. You know, they got a man down there shoots hobos, dresses in a plaid wool shirt. They had to put a woman in a governor's chair, cause the men didn't like that word. Well, this station's program's come to you from station HOBO, my friends. This is the ball and chain hookup, the coast-to-coast guesswork. We release the air now to station JAIL, and good night.
Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about when I was hoboing and I was in trouble. tough time trying to catch that train. We're talking about, well, homeboy, can't ride this train. Now here comes Dutton. Oh boy, can't ride his train. Oh boy, can't ride his train. Oh boy, can't ride his train. By that time I was going by a hill. I looked up there, I saw a little old house. Mama cooking good old butter biscuits. And I asked her for one. She said, son, say you're 50,000 fine, you can keep your music going, you'll get more on a dime. This way I train, keep my music going.
Just heard Johnny Lewis with Hobo Blues. He was a slide guitarist and singer from Alabama who worked primarily as a house painter. He also taught himself to play guitar and sing so he could supplement his income by playing at house parties. The film director Harley Koklis learned of him through one of his painting customers and included him in his 1970 film The Chicago Blues, which resulted in two recording sessions for Arhuli Records in the early 1970s. That song was recorded in Chicago in 1971. Before that, we heard the Texas drifter Goble Reeves with H-O-B-O Calling. He was a folk and country musician from Texas who played in the style of Jimmy Rogers. He's known particularly for writing the song Hobo's Lullaby, a version of which we heard earlier in the show. He recorded that song in 1932. And before that, we heard Stompin' Tom Connors with Ballad of Stompin' Tom. I've got another tune for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckow.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can find a list of other themed episodes we've done over the years. If you're just tuning in now, this week's show was all about hobos. I'll post an interesting paper I read about the history of hobos in Canada on my website. If you want to learn more about Hobohemia, I recommend watching the films Who is Bozo Texino by Bill Daniel and Hobo by John T. Davis. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Dave Baker. He was a musician and sailor from British Columbia who got his start in Montreal in the late 1960s. This one, Canadian Hobo Lullaby, is from his 1998 album, Songs and Sound of Canadian Steam. Take care.
Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the towns go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's the hobo's lullaby. Don't you worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow's come and go. Tonight you've got a nice warm boxcar, free from all the wind and snow. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the towns go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's the hobo's lullaby. You'll cross a wide and restless prairie and hear the thunder end the night. The twilight brings the fleeting shadows that ease your mind till the morning light. Greet the mighty Rockies in a western sky, they're standing tall. You'll hear the echoes through the canyons, the lonesome wail of a Loki's call. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the towns go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's the hobo's lullaby. And when you roll into Vancouver and taste the ocean in the air, it's then you'll know your journey's ending. You'll find peace and comfort there. Go to sleep, you weary hobo. Watch the towns go drifting by. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's the hobo's lullaby. Can't you hear the rails a-singing? That's the hobo's lullaby.
Coming round the hill, but Well, it's time to believe in, you see. It's the life of a hobo for me. Started out in 45, left a woman far behind. Well, I wouldn't be, couldn't be free. So it's the life of a hobo for me. Spend my nights in jungle towns, throw a knapsack on the ground, watch the starlight come tumbling down. Well, down the highway made of steel, you got to play the cards you deal. Well, there's nobody waiting, you see. It's the life of a hobo.
I'm Laura Western, host of The Reminder. Tune in every second Tuesday at noon, where I broadcast you live from the University of Winnipeg campus. Listen in for a variety of music ranging from alternative, indie, some folk, old country, classic rock, maybe some singer-songwriter, and everything in between. Hope you like good music.